I ask individually each one of you the Ten Commandments, but I decided not to do that at the last minute, so don't worry. But you will have a homework tonight, as I mentioned the Ten Commandments. And by the way, I have not written them here. I know them, just as you know them. This is the Shema, or the Shema prayer, that I will share with you at the end. You are not far from the kingdom of God. If we are listening to God, we are not far from the kingdom of God. If we are listening to God, we're not far from the kingdom of God. If we are not, then we are really far. You are not far from the kingdom of God because you are listening, O Israel. Are we listening to God? What is it that we're listening out there? Don't really listen to what they're saying on the news, because sometimes they drive us crazy. Only let us listen to things that will get us closer to God. Does anybody listen to the radio these days? Not so much, right? We'll listen to other things. But whatever it is that we're listening out there, let us ask the Holy Spirit to help us to listen to Him. Because if we're not listening, then we are far from the kingdom of God. This is why we have two ears and not two mouths. Only one mouth and two ears to listen. Therefore, we should be doing twice as much as listening and a little bit of less talking or speaking. But sometimes we do the opposite, don't we? Sometimes we do as much as talking and not so much listening. But again, in God's wisdom, that's why He gave us two ears, so that we can listen more, so that we can listen to Him more, so that we may not be away and too far from His kingdom, from His love. To listen to God, listen to the commandments. He gives us only three commandments here. In one, love God, love yourself, and your neighbor. But really, all the commandments are in one. Listen, and I will mention them. I know you know them. But if you do not know them, make sure you know them in order not to be far from the kingdom of God, in order to be close to God. So as I say them, perhaps you have them mixed up. Maybe you have on the fourth commandment, you have the sixth commandment. It's just a matter of relearning them and putting them in the right place. However, if you do not know them, if you just have no clue what the seventh commandment is, but that's your task, that's your homework for the rest of your life, really, to learn them and to keep them in your heart in order to listen, so that you may be close to God. Hear, O Israel, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. That's the number one. Hear, O Israel, you shall not take the name of the Lord in vain. Hear, O Israel, you shall keep holy the holy day, the Lord's day, the Sabbath. The fourth, hear, O Israel, you shall honor your parents. The fifth commandment, hear, O Israel, you shall not kill. The sixth commandment, hear, O Israel, you shall not commit adultery or any sin against sexuality. Hear, O Israel, the seventh, you shall not steal. Hear, O Israel, you shall not testify falsely against your neighbor or bear false witness. Hear, O Israel, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife or husband. And finally, hear, O Israel, you shall not covet your neighbor's goods. To listen, to be able to understand what God is asking us to do, so that we may not be far from the kingdom, from His kingdom. In the word listen contains the letters that make up the word silent. Listen, and the word listen contains the letters that make up the word silent. My dear friends in Christ, it is necessary that we may become quiet, that we may be silent for a moment in order to listen to Him, in order to listen to His word. If I ask you what the first commandment is not to love God above anything else. The first commandment, as Jesus says today, the first is this: hear, to listen. That is the first thing that we need to do. This is the first thing that God is asking us to do. Because if we're not able to listen, we will not be able to love Him and our neighbor and ourselves, and then to fulfill the rest of the commandments. Before we do anything else, we need to be silent and we need to listen to Him. What is it tonight that you want to ask Jesus? And no one dare to ask Him any more questions. Do you have any questions for God today? He is listening. But whatever the question is, or the questions are that you have for God tonight, make sure you quiet down. You take a moment to listen. He will take all the questions, everything that you have, all the concerns, all the worries and the trials and whatever. But once again, especially at this Mass, I invite all of you, including myself, to take a moment to listen, to be there. What is it that God is telling you tonight? Through His word, through His spirit, through this blessed sacrament. The word to hear, to listen, Shema or Shema, in Judaism was the centerpiece in their prayer. And it comes from the book of Deuteronomy, but basically saying we have to be able to listen to His word in order to remain with Him. My dear friends, if you want to talk to God, pray. But if you want to listen to Him, read the Holy Scripture. In order to listen to our God, we must meditate and read the Holy Bible. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be the name of His glorious kingdom forever and ever. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and might. And these words that I command you today shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children. And you shall speak of them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates.